How powerful is Gandalf's staff? Does he need it to do magic, or is it just an accessory or something else? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and other great fantasy books and TV shows like The Witcher. Welcome. You'll remember that moment in The Lord of the Rings when Gandalf was asked to leave his staff with the guards outside Theoden's Great Hall in Edoras. The guard still hesitated. "Your staff," he said to Gandalf. "Forgive me, but that too must be left at the doors." "Foolishness," said Gandalf. "Prudence is one thing, but discourtesy is another. I am old. If I may not lean on my stick as I go, then I will sit out here until it pleases Theoden to hobble out himself to speak with me." Aragorn laughed. "Every man has something too dear to trust to another, but would you part an old man from his support? Come, will you not let us enter?" "The staff in the hand of a wizard may be more than a prop for age," said Hummer. He looked hard at the ash staff on which Gandalf leaned. "Yet, in doubt, a man of worth will trust to his own wisdom. I believe you are friends and folk worthy of honour, who have no evil purpose. You may go in." Now, clearly Gandalf's staff wasn't just an old man's stick, as he claimed. But how important was it? Hummer, the guard, seems unsure, thinking that it may be more than a prop for age. There was clearly something about wizards and their staffs, but he didn't know what exactly. Once inside, Gandalf gave up the pretense of needing it to help him stand, and he raised his staff. There was a roll of thunder. The sunlight was blotted out from the eastern windows. The whole hall became suddenly dark as night. The fire faded to sullen embers. Only Gandalf could be seen, standing white and tall before the blackened hearth. In the gloom, they heard the hiss of Wormtongue's voice. "Did I not counsel you, Lord, to forbid his staff? That fool Hummer has betrayed us." There was a flash as if lightning had cloven the roof. Then all was silent. Wormtongue sprawled on his face. So Gandalf does his magic, healing Theoden, and Grimer clearly thinks that it would have been prevented by simply taking the staff off of him. In other words, that Gandalf's staff is necessary for him to perform magic. But is that really the case? Well, let's start by acknowledging that Gandalf does explicitly use his staff a lot in doing magic, shoving it into some wood to start a fire, making light come from it, pressing it into Durin's door while casting a spell to try to open it, and so on. And he does still more, while often ostentatiously waving his staff around, like that time in Theoden's Hall, for example. And of course, he does even more magic without obviously using his staff at all, blessing Barliman's beer, reading Frodo's mind, and so on. Perhaps you might argue he is channeling through it at those times, but we just don't know. So what are we to make of all this? Does Gandalf need his staff to do magic? Does it boost his powers somehow, or give him extra powers? Well, of course, we're not talking about just one staff here that he kept for his whole time in Middle-earth. He wielded two different staffs that we know of. There may have been more. The first was given to him by the Valar for his mission to Middle-earth. All of the five Astari were given them, seemingly as, at the very least, a symbol of their office. And also, as a reminder that they are there deliberately appearing underpowered. They appeared as old men, not the immortal, powerful Maiar they were, and old men need sticks to help them stand and walk. We may think of those staffs now as signs of magic and power, but that's because those powerful beings had staffs, not the other way around. When they first arrived, people just saw old men with sticks, as per Gandalf's name. Gandalf means elf with the staff or stick. Not that he was an elf, but that's another thing. The second staff was when he returned as Gandalf the White. He was returned by Ilúvatar naked on that mountaintop, and was clothed later by Galadriel. Perhaps she gave him that new staff, but personally I like to think that it came direct from Ilúvatar himself. Tolkien doesn't clarify either way. And perhaps most tellingly, we have a short period of time, therefore, when he had no staff at all. As Gandalf the Grey, he stood on the bridge of Khazad-dûm, and we read this. "At that moment, Gandalf lifted his staff, and crying aloud, he smote the bridge before him. The staff broke asunder and fell from his hand. A blinding sheet of white flame sprang up. The bridge cracked. We know what happened next. Leaving aside for the moment the implications of how that means the staff works, if it can break when being used to smite that bridge, let's instead focus on the fact that afterwards, as Gandalf fought the Balrog from the depths of the mountain to its height and finally defeated it, he did so without his staff. And he did use magic, as he says of the battle. Those that looked up from afar thought that the mountain was crowned with storm. Thunder they heard, and lightning, they said, smoke upon Celebdil, and leaped back broken into tongues of fire. So I think we're on safe ground when we say that Gandalf doesn't need his staff to do magic, but he clearly does use it when he has it. Tolkien is famously vague in his magic system, but it certainly seems to have had a use as a focal point for the magic, emitting light from it, or fire, or trying to cast unlocking spells through it. Perhaps we may say he was channeling through it, almost. We might come up with a number of different terms for this to categorise it for a harder magic system, but I think we get the feel easily enough. Tolkien certainly didn't seem to feel the need to explain exactly how Gandalf used the staff to cast magic. That said, there isn't much evidence that it is powerful in its own right, rather than just because Gandalf is using it. In the films, Saruman took Gandalf's staff from him when he held him captive, but he doesn't seem to in the books, which would be odd if he knew the staff increased Gandalf's powers in some way, and it doesn't seem to have had any inbuilt spells, so to speak. Gandalf always seemed to need to do something like cast a spell for it to work. What it definitely was, though, was a symbol of Gandalf's authority. And by definition, the other Astari's staffs were symbols of their authority. We see this most clearly when Gandalf, as Gandalf the White, breaks Saruman's staff. "Behold," he said, "I am not Gandalf the Grey, whom you betrayed. I am Gandalf the White, who has returned from death. You have no colour now, and I cast you from the Order and from the Council." He raised his hand and spoke slowly in a clear, cold voice. "Saruman, your staff is broken." There was a crack, and the staff split asunder in Saruman's hand, and the head of it fell down at Gandalf's feet. Saruman's staff being broken is the symbol of his loss of authority, and with it he seems to lose a lot of his power. Certainly the character we see in the Scouring of the Shire is but a shadow of his former self. Frodo confidently asserts that he has lost all power, save his voice that can still daunt you and deceive you, if you let it. And I think this gives us the final clue we need. Saruman's power and authority was broken with the breaking of his staff, but that doesn't mean he was powerless. Despite Frodo's assertion, Saruman still had some powers as a Maiar. He was still immortal, and still had the power of his voice, which appears to have been a natural ability. What he lost was the authority, and the power that comes with it, of being an emissary of the Valar. I think this logic can be applied equally to Gandalf and his staff. Not all of his power comes from his staff. He has natural abilities from being a Maiar. This includes his immortality, but also things we would consider magical but he probably wouldn't, like the power to read minds and speak telepathically. Gandalf also had powers from his ring Naya. We know that that gave courage, and was also the Ring of Fire, which probably explains why Gandalf so often defaulted to what we might consider fire magic, even in small things, lighting pine cones, campfires, and making magical fireworks. He also clearly learned some spells while he was in Middle-earth, lockpicking ones, for example. What his staff did was give him the power that came with the authority of being an emissary of the Valar. This was only increased by being sent back personally by Ilúvatar as Gandalf the White, the head of his order. He was given the power and authority that Saruman once had. As Gandalf says, "Yes, I am White now. Indeed, I am Saruman," one might almost say. Saruman, as he should have been. For Tolkien, power and authority went hand in hand. You can see the upshift in Gandalf's power when he assumed the White. That came not specifically from his staff, but the authority that it represented. How powerful was Gandalf's staff? Well, not much in its own right, but he definitely used it as a focus for his magic in some sense. And most importantly of all, it was a symbol of his authority and power. He wasn't just a random magic user, he was an emissary of the Valar. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen now. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.